This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters in support of Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip rallied in the cold at the state capitol Sunday. CPR's Paolo Shalsita.
Protesters called for Colorado elected officials to support Palestinians by advocating for a ceasefire. Sam Zitawe, a Palestinian who lived in Jerusalem, said he came out because he wants the bombing of the Gaza Strip by Israel to stop.
Most of the people who got killed by the Israeli with the American weapons are children and women and elderly.
The United Nations says recent violence in Gaza has injured over 17,000 people, with essential supplies such as fuel, electricity, and clean water scarce. The Palestinian death toll has risen to over 8,000, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
Housing advocates and people experiencing homelessness have formed the Colorado Springs Homeless Union. The group appeared at a city council meeting last week and said it's intended to allow people experiencing homelessness to advocate on their own behalf. Shane Hood is unhoused and one of the early leaders.
This way here, we're in their face because we're not hiding anymore. That's what they want, is they want us to be hidden so they can say, oh, yeah, the homeless people, and they can talk about us, but they don't have any representation in the public eye. Now we're going to have that representation in the public eye and show them that we are powerless no more.
The group says they are actively considering whether to pursue becoming a chapter of the National Union of the Homeless. The program that helps low-income Coloradans with their heating bills opens for new applications November 1st. The LEAP program served nearly 90,000 households in Colorado last year, a new record, paying an average of $560 toward heating costs. The program is funded by the federal government. It will take applications through early April. A satisfying win Sunday for the Denver Broncos. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs for the first time since 2015. The Chiefs are the NFL's defending Super Bowl champion. Sunday's final score was 24-9. This is CPR News.